going to be easy to repeat as Super Bowl champions. In the road just got that much tougher today for the Philadelphia Eagles. They lose 26-23 at Tennessee in overtime. It was a terrible loss. I'm Rob Motti, 97.5 The Fanatic. Big thanks to Joe Torti and Joe Stazak for hanging out with you. I will be here for the rest of the night. Benny is here taking your call, 610-632-0975. Jack, hang on. I will get to you. But the Eagles blew a 17-3 lead today with 23 minutes left in the game. And they had multiple chances to win that game. They could not get a stop on fourth down on the final series. Fourth and 15, fourth and 4, fourth and 2. You can't allow Marcus Mariota to convert there. I know that the fourth and 4 pass was a pass interference on Sidney Jones, and that was questionable, very questionable. That the pass looked uncatchable, but the cornerbacks got beat all day, and they've been playing really too far off the receivers. That's how Jim Schwartz wants it. They're scared to get deep. They can't make a play. I'm tired of seeing Jalen Mills wagging his finger after a guy drops a pass. I think that's inexcusable, and I know a lot of people will get on Jalen Mills, and a lot of people in the media like to stick up for him because of the talent he has. You got to make plays. He's not making plays, and Rodney McLeod being injured is hurting this team, and it's going to continue to hurt this team. The defensive line isn't getting to the quarterback enough, especially with the front four, because Jim Schwartz doesn't like the blitz. And there's a lot of problems with this team. Offensively, too many drops. There was at least six of them. My biggest issue was the play calling. 76 plays, and only 20 runs were called, 56 passes. Carson Wentz just came back last week after missing 9 months, torn ACL, torn LCL, and now you're asking him to throw the ball 56 times. And I don't understand it, because it's not like the running game wasn't working. Jay Ajayi had 15 carries for 70 yards. Wendell Smallwood, 5 carries, 39 yards. That's 5.5 yards per carry. Yet Doug Peterson, Mike Rowe call 74% of their plays are passes against a team that came in and they were ranked 10th against the pass and 23rd against the run. You can run against that team. They're good against the pass, so I don't get the play calling today. They had a chance to win in regulation. They had a first down at the 39 after DeAndre Carter takes that punt, and they settle for a field goal. This is a flawed team. This is a flawed team, and to have a chance to repeat, they needed to get a first round bye, and there's still a long way to go. But we are a quarter of the way into the season. You got the Rams at 4-0. They're just a better football team right now. The Bears, the Packers, Saints, Panthers, they all seem better right now. I'm not that concerned about the NFC East, but every loss matters, and this is a team right now that looks like, at best, 10-6, and a team that will have to find a way to win on the road. So who do you blame most for today's loss? And as much as I want to put it on the play calling, the offense still had 23 and a lead. So I got to pin it on the defense. They couldn't make a play on fourth down. They couldn't get enough pressure on Mariota. They got lucky when receivers dropped some passes. This defense is entirely different group right now on the road than they are at home, and that's a problem. And it's been that case for a couple years now. And so let's start with this. Who do you blame the most for today's loss, and what could be done to fix this? Who do you blame the most for today's loss? 610-632-0975. Jack in San Antonio, thank you for holding. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jack?
Yes. Speaking about who to blame most, I want to go back to the play that everyone's blaming on Corey Graham, where he was on the outside on the 4th and 15.
Yeah.
If you really look at that play, just prior to the snap, Darby was outside of him on the outside, and then he beats a hasty retreat backwards, and I have the feeling that Graham didn't know that he left that spot, and that's why he was so nonchalant about that pass going out in that direction. And that's why the coach also said it was a problem of being out of position, which the guys who were hosting the previous segment said that they really didn't buy that. But I think that may be what the coach was saying, that basically maybe Darby wasn't supposed to leave that spot. And he basically just backed up really fast into like a safety position on the sideline.
Jack, I got to go back and watch that play and rewatch that play. Bottom line is this: 4th and 15, it can't happen.
I agree.
You can't allow that to happen. And I don't know what this defense is going to do, because if they're not sending a blitz, and Schwartz doesn't like to do that, they're not getting enough pressure at times. They're just not getting enough pressure in Marcus Mariota or the quarterback's face. And Brandon Graham, how many times has he made a play this year, Brandon Graham? He's not getting that push.
I'm with you. Brandon Graham, I think, has been very overrated. I don't think they should re-sign him because of what it would cost them. But you take the Super Bowl, he made one play the whole game out. Good for us. It was the biggest important play of the whole Super Bowl. But he doesn't do a whole heck of a lot.
They made two plays the entire Super Bowl. Malcolm Jenkins knocking Brandon Cooks out of the game and Brandon Graham making a strip sack, and they're lucky they won that. Jack, appreciate the call. Thank you so much for holding on. Let's go to John in Princeton. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, you know, I also know what happened. A couple things on the defensive side of the ball. It seemed the last play, I have no idea what the Eagles were thinking. I mean, they knew they had to go in the end zone. It just seemed like there was, you know, it was like an isolation play. And I know it was a good play by the Titans.
Maddox slipped, too. He slipped. But there was...
I saw that.
Even if he didn't slip, the size mismatch there, Davis probably would have made that play anyway.
You know, my grandmother could have told you where they were going to go on that play. But besides that, I think with the defense, it doesn't look like they're getting. It looks like they're getting plenty of push, but they're just everything straight upfield.
Yeah.
You know. And I thought there was a lot of holding calls that could have been called. I'm not making any excuses for the Eagles. They seemed like they got a push, but there was nothing. There was no stunts. It just seemed like it was just, hey, we're going to go straight forward and try and get to Mariota. I don't know why they did that, but it just didn't seem like they were mixing it up on defense at all, especially on the rush.
Yeah, and Jim Schwartz is reluctant to do different things. He's reluctant to try different things, and I don't know what they can do, John, to generate more pressure on a quarter. And like you said, they're getting some push. They're not getting to him. They're just short, or they're not getting there, or he's getting flushed out. And there was the big 3rd and 19. He runs for 17 yards. That was a killer. That was a killer right there, too. So this team's flawed. They got a lot of issues. Appreciate the call, John. I'm not sure at this point what you can do to fix the issues. They look so different at home versus on the road. So if you could be that good at home, but then again, you look at it and you go, all right, well, the Colts aren't that great of a team. And the Atlanta Falcons are now, you look at them, they're 1-3, though. They did put up 30 points twice and still lost the game. I'm not ready to write off the Eagles by any stretch of the imagination. I still think they're going to win the NFC East, but the goals here are no longer win a playoff game or get into the playoffs. The goals are repeat. That's what the goal is. And that's what it's all about. And with every loss, you're hurting yourself down the road. Now you're two games behind the Rams. Even if you make up, you have to go into the Rams game in LA in December, one game behind them. So if you beat them, you catch them. You win the tiebreaker. But at this point, I can't see that happening. Evan in Northeast, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Evan?
Yeah, hey, John.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
I want to talk about two things real quick. I can't believe I haven't heard anybody talk about it. No, that was probably the worst game I have ever seen Nelson Aguilar play as an Eagle in my entire life.
And he played some bad ones in 2016, remember?
Oh, he played some bad ones in 2016, yeah. But I don't think he had a game where he had four drops.
Yeah. Well, he was it four? I saw two. Three. There was six total. There was one by Zach. There was one by Jordan. So it was probably three or four. Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you for a fact. I know for a fact he had at least three huge drops, a couple of which would have converted and let us continue a drive. And the other thing I want to talk about, which is mind-blowing, is how lackluster and unaggressive the play calling is compared to last year. Playing for a field goal in the end of the first half and at the end of the game, that's not Doug. You know, it's just like he lost some of his
yeah. Well, with 4th and 4 with 2:59 left, and they were at their 42 and they punted. The defense did him a solid getting him the ball back there and getting them in position, but I thought he was going to go for it. Last year's Doug would have went for it.
Sure, absolutely. We got lucky with the defense coming up big there for sure. I for sure thought he was going to go for it. When he punted, I was pretty nervous, but at least we got the ball back. But what is he doing calling that play, going to the end zone with Carson on that third down instead of trying to get the first down? It was just unbelievable. I thought the play calling was so unaggressive.
56 passes to 20 runs. I didn't like it at all, Evan. I wonder how much he misses Frank Reich and what the transition of Mike Groh is, because Frank Reich had a lot to do with the play calling. And I wonder how much of it is some of that. Maybe Frank Reich would reel him in sometimes and say, hey, we need a little bit more balance. We can run on this team. Let's try and put the ball on the ground. Let's try and I don't know what it is right there, but they got to figure it out. Evan, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Jay in Willingboro. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man.
You know what? When I'm looking at it, when I was looking at it too, man, the defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, man, he was terrible. I don't think he's actually been that great since he's been here. If you look at it, I just can't
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say terrible. I mean, they did win a Super Bowl last year, and they shut down
and
the Falcons.
They gave up like 500 yards.
I know, but the Falcons and Vikings games to get there were pretty good defensive games. But
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, as far as just signature games, like him as a coordinator, like him just out-scheming somebody. Like, I think that the Eagles actually have the players on defense. Like, put it like this. If you take Jalen Mills out, I think they actually have good enough corners to replace a Jalen Mills. It's not like we're a corner deficient as much as we can replace a guy like that. To me, it's the scheme. Like, for a defensive coordinator on 4th and 15 to have you in a prevent defense where a guy could catch the ball in holes and not even put pressure on the quarterback, that's not even the first time he's done that. It's happened before. We've seen times when the defense can't get off the field because of that particular play.
Well,
and it happened
again
today.
Jalen Mills has been a problem. I don't know what they could do. Jim Schwartz really likes Jalen Mills. He loves his talent. He's getting beat by guys who aren't top of the line elite receivers, and he's getting beat consistently week in and week out. And then you go back to last week and they say, well, he played a pretty good game except for the two pass interference calls. Well, you can't take those away. They happened.
Yeah.
And every week it's like he did okay except for.
Yeah, and you know what? I think is at the point where you have to take him out now, because now it's like it's other teams' go to move. Like, let's throw it on that side. If we could get him with a double move, or we get in a flag thrown on him.
Yeah.
It's like it's a part of the game plan.
Hey, at some point they got Sidney Jones to be an outside corner, not to be in a slot, not to be a third or fourth guy. They got Sidney Jones to be an outside corner, and at some point you drafted a kid with first round talent in the second round because he was injured. You got to put him in there,
yep.
And this could be it. This could be that time where maybe they finally make some changes. We won't know till Tuesday when Jim Schwartz talks, and even then he's going to be reluctant to tell us what kind of.
You even have guys like Douglas, like they even put out.
Yeah, Rasul, two snaps. When was it? The first week of the season, and one of them was an interception in the red zone. There's a play. You got to make a play sometimes. And Jay, appreciate the call. You need guys who can step up and make plays when you need to make plays. When you got a team fourth down three times in overtime, one play you win the game, one play you walk off the field winners. That's all you needed, one play. Someone somewhere had to make a play, and they allow a 4th and 15, 19-yard pass. 4th and 4, there's a pass interference on Sidney Jones. 4th and 2, Deion Lewis gets the first down. Somebody had to step up and make a play. Third and 19, you let him get 17 yards to get into a closer, to make it a 4th and 2. 17-yard run on third and 19. You got to step up and make plays, and they're not making these plays. And on the road, they look so different. And I don't know what it is. You got all these Eagles fans down in Nashville. And I know it's still a road game, and it's got nothing. It's not as much to do with the fans as it is everything else that goes into being on the road. And you don't have 70,000 of them. You might have 7,000 of them, whatever it is. If you can't win on the road, you're not going to be a Super Bowl team. That's the bottom line. Let's go to Jay in Burlington. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Back-to-back Jays. What's up, man?
So, basically, we all know that the defense kind of stunk today, and I'm not going to go over that. But I think the biggest play that they completely botched today was not only the end of the game where they kicked the field, well, they failed to go for it on fourth down, but how about the play that they did not go for at the end of the half? I mean, it's 3rd and 5 on your own, on the 14, and they run the ball with one timeout with 15 seconds left.
Yeah, that was actually, it was a 3rd and 3 at the 10 with 11 seconds left and Ajayi gets 1 yard.
I fail to grasp the concept of that play. You get the first down, you're still kicking the field goal.
Yeah.
You had the one timeout. Why are you not at least taking a shot at the end zone there? I fail to understand that play call. I completely fail to understand that play call.
I agree with you 100%. I'm watching that go, and this isn't the I want him to run the ball. I want that. I don't want a 56-20, 74-26% pass-run ratio. But in that situation, you want to pass.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, this game screams to me Kansas City from last year. Completely failed to run no matter what they did. And they should have ran majority of that game compared to what they were doing. They're running yards per carry. But that play has pass written all over it. Take a shot at the end zone. You fail to get it. Fine. You kick the field goal anyway. A run basically saying, we'll settle. We'll settle for the field goal. It made no sense.
He would have had to run for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's all he would have.
The first down does nothing. They would have to pick up the touchdown anyway.
Jay, they had 5.5 yards per carry, and they still
unbelievable.
56-20.
Like I said, the game screams Kansas City. They should have been running majority of the day. But that play screams pass. I don't understand that play.
It was almost like Doug Peterson said, I got Carson Wentz back. I got his feet wet last week. And this week, that's it. I'm turning it over to him. And he's got to be Superman. And he's going to take over and win the game.
They settled for three there. And that's not what this offense or Doug Peterson's done all last year. They completely settled today. They settled for a field goal there. They settled for not going for fourth and four at the end of the game. And thank God the defense pulled it out to give him even a chance at the ball. And he made a mistake by not calling a timeout on first down.
And don't forget the
going off the clock.
And the punt return bailed him out to get him in position at the end.
And I was just going to say, the punt return bailed him out. They settled throughout this whole game. It was Kansas City all over again. I don't know what this was about today.
Jay, appreciate the call,
man.
Like
I said, defense sucked, but offense blew it. Yep.
Let's go to Michael in Center City. Jay's fired up. Michael, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. You know, it's such a disappointing loss. You know, it seems like this team is playing with mediocrity and ultra-conservative. The one thing that sticks out to me is, you know, our points per game last year and our points per game up to this point. And that's definitely not going to be enough to keep up with the Rams or, you know, really anybody else.
There's some good teams, man. Michael, there's some good teams you look in the NFC right now. The Rams are a much better team. The Bears are a good team. And I know a lot of people don't like Mitchell Trubisky. The dude threw for 6 touchdown passes today. I remember Trey Burton going over there and saying, hey, this kid's for real. Packers, they're a good team. The Vikings, the Vikings are coming off 10 days looking for revenge. That's not going to be an easy game next week. And you could very easily be 2-3 and looking up at everybody in the division. They got some issues.
There are so many deficiencies right now with this team, and it's like you said, I don't know really what to do to fix it. The one thing I can think of is just execution. I mean, as far as the defense goes in the secondary, I hate to pick on Jalen Mills, but when we see it over and over again of him getting burnt and falling for the double move, that just comes down to execution. As far as the offensive line not protecting Carson Wentz, that's just execution.
And you know what? I don't know what's happening there. I don't know why. And Lane Johnson's having some tough times. Jason Peters having some issues blocking for Carson Wentz. He's getting hit, and he's getting hit a lot. And if that continues, they have no chance.
Sure. And for the first time, we saw the offense play a better game than the defense did. You know, these last 4 games has just been neck and neck. Really, I'm not surprised that this team is 0-4. You know, we just survived 2 games that we barely scraped by. And the 2 games you lost are games we could have won if they were just executing.
They're closer to an 0-2 team than they are, 0-4 team than they would be to being a 4-0 team. Appreciate the call. But that's the reality. Right now, the way they won those games and the way they're playing, they're lucky to be 2-2 right now. They're fortunate to be 2-2 right now. And it's not going to get any easier. You have the Vikings coming in on 10 days rest. Their offense looked great against the Rams. It was their defense that couldn't make any stops. And after that, you got the Giants on the road on 3 days rest. Until you beat a team on the road, I'm not convinced they can beat anybody on the road. Then there's Carolina's here. And then they're it's against Jacksonville in London. You still have to play at New Orleans. You still have to play in L.A., it's going to be a struggle for this team this season. It's going to be a struggle, and I don't know how you fix it. And if you point to the trade deadline and all that, It's tough to acquire impact players. I know they got Jay Ajayi last year, but it's tough to acquire in the NFL impact players at the trade deadline. It really is. And don't give me Dez Bryant. Jordan Matthews has a 56-yard touchdown today. If Dez Bryant was good enough to be in the NFL, there's a team that would have him on their roster right now. Then it's not about the receivers. Alshon Jeffrey came back today and showed you how much they were missing that guy. One big play after another. And if they get Corey Clement back in there and Darren Sproles, if he can recover from a hamstring injury, three weeks now he's out with a hamstring injury. That's disappointing. But if they can get these guys back in and a little bit of protection for Carson Wentz, I think the offense is going to be okay. Eventually, within a week, 2 weeks, I think with a little bit more continuity, a little bit more rhythm, a little bit more time together, get a couple more guys back. Alshon Jeffrey made a big difference today. And he shows you how important he is to this offense. Nelson Aguilar dropped a perfect strike right down the middle on the second series of the game. It was 3rd and 21. What a backbreaker that would have been. Would have been a touchdown on 3rd and 21. He can't make those drops. But it's the defense that I have concerns with. I don't know how they're going to figure out things on this defense. Rodney McLeod is an underrated big loss for this team. Ron in media, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Ron.
Hey, I want to talk about the offense and the defense, what I saw. But number one, I called in 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I mentioned that it looks like we're missing our offensive coordinator. And that, again, it looked like it again today. So on the offense,
as far as the play calls, Ron, like getting a little bit of balance in there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the whole even the formations, even the it looked more. It was more bland. You could tell what they were doing in a lot of the plays.
Yeah.
It's and then sometimes on
there's offense, a lot of predictability. There's a lot of predictability with that offense at times. I could look at it and go, they're going to run here or they're going to do this here.
Yes, and when you're in a dogfight like that, you got to get down to basics and stop trying to be cute. They had a lot of cute plays that they lost yardage against, and yes, too many throws. They would have should just shut the packages down, get big, and run, especially when you had the lead.
When you're up 17-3 and you're running the ball with success in the second half and you're averaging 5.5 yards per carry,
stop being cute.
Run the ball. Run the ball. Right. It's not too hard. Run the ball.
Now on the defense, same thing last year. I saw this before. Why, especially that last drive, why are our corners 10, 12 yards off the line of scrimmage?
That's what they do, Ron. Yeah, that's what they always do with the Schwartz. Yes. We've been saying this for years.
Sometimes you have to get up and press these guys. You can't let everybody come off the line free.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
And that's the big problem. If you press these guys a little bit, you're going to get more pressure on the quarterback because it takes the timing off.
I think they're afraid to, and I appreciate the call, Ron. I think they're afraid to get beat deep. They don't have enough confidence in their ability to not get beat deep, and they're playing off, and it's you're giving a lot of room to these guys to work to where they're able to convert 4th and 15s. When you convert a 4th and 15, that right there, that's a backbreaker. 4th and 15 on the final drive. One stop, you win the game. 610-632-0975. Who do you blame the most for this Eagles loss today to Tennessee? I know it's early in the season, but if you're looking to repeat as Super Bowl champions, you need to be a 1 or 2 seed and get home field advantage. And they are not in position right now to even think about that. They're not even in position right now to look past the next game. And that's a concern. And I don't know how you fix this. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association for Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to 23K for cancer research. Official contest rules are located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
One of the most powerful voices in country music. CMA, ACM, and CMT nominated Randy Houser.
Friday, November 16th, the Event Center at Sugar House Casino.
Randy Houser, live.
Tickets are on sale now at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime.
Anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Swedesboro and all of Gloucester County. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Who do you blame the most for today's Eagles loss at Tennessee? 26-23, they lose the game. They can't make a stop defensively in overtime. Can't get in the end zone when they needed to win the game late in the game in overtime. Settled for field goals. You settle for field goals. You keep the team in the game. You allow them a chance to come back, and that's what happened. Defense can't make a play. Issues with the play calling on offense. I did not like 76 plays total, 56 called passes, 21 runs. That's 74% to 26%. And you were averaging. I can understand if they weren't running the ball. But they had over 100 yards on the ground, averaging 5.5 yards per carry. So who do you blame the most for today's loss, and what can they do to fix this? I don't know how they fix this defense. I think the offense got a chance with a little bit more continuity, get a few guys back to be okay. This defense, it's got some issues. They got some problems. 610-632-0975. Anthony, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, man.
I was just wondering, I mean, do you think it would be a good option to put either Rasul Douglas or Jalen Mills in a safety and try Sidney Jones outside?
Well, you need three corners, so you're not going to put – I don't know that you're going to – you could move Sidney Jones to the outside and put Jalen Mills back at nickel where he was his rookie season. You could try Douglas at safety. They had Avante Maddox back there a lot today. Corey Graham's the veteran guy. You know, I got to look at the snaps and see who played how many. But they got to do something, Anthony. There's Jim Schwartz can't sit status quo and be like, okay, next week I'm going to count on these guys to execute. Because it's been week after week where there's breakdowns in the secondary. And I know this is the first time they play without Rodney McLeod. But those other guys, are some of them, like Jalen Mills, are having problems week in and week out.
Yeah, I just feel like Jalen Mills isn't the answer outside. So maybe see if he's better, you know, deep as a safety.
He's physical. He tackles. He could play, you know, he could play that safety role. I don't think they're ready to do that. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing it or trying it. I don't think they're going to do it. Jim Schwartz really likes the talent Jalen Mills has, and they always find a way. They always find a way, Anthony, to praise him and say, well, except for like one play or except for two plays or except for this. Well, those plays count, man. Those plays count, and he's not making them.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I just feel like even Rasul Douglas, he's more physical.
You know what it is, though, too, though? When they're getting a pass rush, it makes that secondary better. But when they're not getting that rush and those guys have to hold their cover for 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds, it's giving the receivers an opportunity to get open. And appreciate the call. And these guys, it starts up front, and they'll tell you that. Every coach will tell you that. It starts up front. If you get the pressure on the quarterback, if you get the rush on the quarterback, if you're able to harass him a little bit, pressure him a little bit, get him to feel a little uncomfortable, hurry his throws, rush his throws, if you can do that up front, well, it makes the guys in the back look better. But they're not getting enough pressure up front. They're getting some push, but they're not getting to them. They have 4 sacks, 3 sacks today. It was 3 sacks today. Carson went down 4 times. It all works together. It all works together. You need the guys up front to get that rush going, and Schwartz is relying on the 4 guys up front. He's not going to send the blitz. If you're not going to blitz in some of those fourth down situations, he's not going to blitz. And they got burnt the one time, and I don't know how long he's going to be thinking of that as he goes to make calls. John in Lambertville, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
So, we're talking about the Super Bowl champions here, and we have the Indianapolis Colts last week, and that was awful. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got the win, but that was a rough game. And then we're coming in today against Tennessee Titans, two teams that are both mediocre.
Well, Tennessee made the playoffs last year and won a playoff game, 18-point comeback against Kansas. Like, they're not a terrible football team. We all thought they should win this game, but they're not a terrible team.
This is true. But Tennessee Titans, we all should have, everyone predicted us to win. What's different this year about last year?
Well, Carson Wentz just came back, and the offense is missing a couple guys, so there's some continuity issues there. But it's the defense, John. Really, the big thing is the defense isn't getting the job done, and it starts with the pressure up front. They're not getting it. The quarterback in the secondary is struggling right now. They're hurting right now, and it's hurting. It's costing the team big time.
Yeah, what can we do to change that?
Man, I don't know, John. I look at, you hope for some changes. Maybe Jim Schwartz comes in there and says, all right, I'm going to move some guys around. Maybe I could put Sidney Jones outside. Maybe move Jalen Mills back inside to the nickel spot. Maybe try a different combination at the safety spot. He's got to think about trying to do something different, because what they're doing isn't working. And if you're going to just rely on the guys to execute and say that the issues aren't personnel, it's just a matter of execution, I think at some point you're going to have to say, we got to try different guys to get the job done. John, I appreciate the call. You have a great night. This team, right now, when you look around, forget about looking at the AFC, where you got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Patriots. If anybody thought that they were dead after being 1-2, you knew they were going to come back. I knew they were going to come back. I would never write them off. I still think they're the class of the AFC. Forget about the AFC, though. Forget about the Patriots. Forget about the Chiefs. Forget about everybody there. Look at the NFC, and you got a lot of tough teams right now in the NFC. And it's going to be difficult for the Eagles to even come close to doing what they did last year. They're not a top five team right now. A quarter of the way into the season, the Eagles are not a top five team. And the Rams are clearly better. Packers are better. Bears are 3-1. You look at the Saints. Saints were my team to come out of the NFC and go to the Super Bowl. There is this, the Panthers. Even the Buccaneers, they're both 2-2, and the Buccaneers beat them. So standings-wise, Buccaneers are ahead of them. I'm not sold on Tampa Bay. I think the Eagles, to me, are still a better team than Tampa Bay. Vikings at 1-2-1, I think, are better than their record indicates. This team has some issues, and they're going to have to figure them out. They're going to have to try some way, somehow, to turn the corner. And you're 25% of the way into the season, and if you're going to rely and continue to rely on the personnel that you have and say they need to execute, at some point, Jim Schwartz has to say, the personnel that I'm using right now, they're incapable of executing. They're not going to get the job done. I need to try something different. I have to do, it doesn't even have to be radical. Moving Sidney Jones outside, to me, wouldn't be considered a radical move. I don't think anybody would consider that a radical move, because you drafted the kid in the second round, first round talent, Achilles injury, sat out all of last year, played the last game, all of that stuff, because his future was to be a guy you put out on the island. I'm not going to compare him to Darrell Revis or any of those guys yet, but that was the thought. That was the hope with this kid. So four games into the season, when Jalen Mills is consistently getting beat, and I know a lot of my colleagues in the media, a lot of them, the writers, a lot of them, they defend Jalen Mills. And I like the dude. He's a good guy. He's a really good dude. Love Jalen Mills. Enjoy talking to him. Always there. Always accountable. always there. But yeah, you can't base your opinion of a player on how cool, how good of a dude he is and how available he is and all that stuff. He's consistently getting beat, and oftentimes it's by guys who it's one thing if it's DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans. They're beating everybody. But these Tennessee receivers today are pedestrian. And Marcus Mariota throws for over 300 yards. How many yards did he finish? Marcus Mariota finished with, he had well over 300. He had 344 yards, completed 30 of 43 passes. 30 of 43, almost 75%. 610-632-0975. Who do you blame the most for this loss today? And what do you think they can do to fix this? I think that the offense will be okay, but the defense has some issues that need to be addressed. 610-632-0975. Bob, Alex, hang on. I'll get to you. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5, The Fanatic, to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association for Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to 23K for cancer research. Official contest rules are located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel profiles Dale Earnhardt Jr., once NASCAR's most popular driver. After retiring from racing, he's now delivering his engaging personality and popularity to the broadcast booth. Tuesday, September 25th at 10 p.m. or stream it anytime on HBO Now. Then, HBO Sports presents Student Athlete, a documentary film from executive producer LeBron James and producers Maverick Carter and Steve Stout, illuminating the hardships endured by unpaid college athletes despite generating billions for their institutions. Tuesday, October 2nd at 10 p.m. And on HBO World Championship Boxing, middleweight star Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs faces undefeated Sergey Derevyanchenko with a middleweight world title on the line. Plus, Alberto Machado defends his super featherweight title against Rondale Evans. Live Saturday, October 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y Sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
Walk or run on Saturday, October 6th, and you'll be helping the Salvation Army fight human trafficking in Greater Philadelphia. It's the fourth annual Human Trafficking Awareness 5K Walk Run.
presented by She's My Sister Ministry of the Edon Tabernacle Baptist Church. The race begins at 8 a.m. on Saturday, October 6th at Memorial Hall, Fairmont Park in Philadelphia. All proceeds go to help support the Salvation Army's New Day to Stop Trafficking program. For more information and to register online, visit safilly.org.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com.
The Sixers Station.
Here's Simmons, a jam, a throwdown.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. So, Corey Graham called his mistake elementary, allowing a guy to get behind him, not playing the sticks on 4th and 15. You go back. So, I went back, and I watched that replay again, and I can't believe a veteran, a guy 33 years old, been around, started as many games as Corey Graham has, makes that mistake on 4th and 15. And give him credit for saying this. It's just a dumb play by me. I feel like I got to be a lot smarter than that and play the situation. Malcolm Jenkins, you sit at the sticks. You don't let them get behind you. You make the throw in front of you, and you run and tackle. And they didn't. And Corey Graham didn't do that. A vet like Corey Graham makes a rookie mistake, and that cost him. And there was a lot of things that cost him in that game. But first and foremost, that defense could not get a stop when they had to, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to figure this out. And all right, Bob in Southampton's got a solution. He's got a solution for the Eagles' woes. Let's see what he's got. Bob, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Okay, I'm just sitting in the hospital, very annoyed with these Eagles.
Wait. Did you say you were in the hospital?
Yes.
You all right?
Yeah, I know. I just had a toe amputated, but I'll be all right.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, that's all right. I got to keep my spirits up until today.
All right.
I thought the Eagles were going to lift my head up more and more, but now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did they win the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, they did. Go back and watch those videos if you need a little bit of encouragement, man. It's okay. You know?
Well, they didn't look like a team that won the Super Bowl today.
No, they haven't looked like it really most of the season.
I mean, their worst is the back end.
Yeah.
And I got one solution for you.
What's that?
Earl Thomas.
I think he got hurt today. Benny, did you see if he went down? Didn't Earl Thomas get carted off the field? I think he got carted off the field today in the Seattle game. And
I'm not sure. I think I missed it.
Yeah, I think Bob, I got to check on that. I'm pretty sure he got carted off the field. I saw that tweet by Ian Rappaport. He got carted off the field with an air cast. That's going to be major.
Something on offense, too. We're missing Darren Sproles and Corey Clemens. Huge two offensive guys we need.
You did run the ball well today. Over 100 yards, 5.5 yards per carry.
I think if we had Le'Veon Bell, we could just do a little bit better. That's my opinion, though.
He's tough. I know, Bob. Everybody looks at Le'Veon Bell and says, hey, let's bring him here to Philly. A lot of money. Going to cost you a little bit to get him here. I wouldn't say that he can't instantly help this offense, but I think they need more help on defense than they do on offense. Then again, you bring in Le'Veon Bell and you start scoring 40 points a game, and you can make up for a lot of deficiencies on the defense. Bob, hey, take care of yourself. I hope you feel better. I know you had a tough week, and if you're struggling with the Eagles this year, you can always just go back and look at those. Don't forget, you saw that parade, you saw that championship last year. Don't let it bring you down, man. Don't let it bring you down, Bob. Lamar in North Philly, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up,
yeah,
Lamar?
Yeah, how you doing, Rob?
Doing good, man.
All right. I called Devon pretty often, and I complained to him Saturday about my issue with the defense. And my issue is all Jim Schwartz. We won last year. We won the Super Bowl, yes. But like I said, we won the Super Bowl in spite of Jim Schwartz.
The game itself, the Super Bowl, yeah. Because they did well against Atlanta and Minnesota to get there. But that Super Bowl, they made one stop the entire game.
But even against Atlanta, Rob, you can run up and down the field against this defense all game. I keep calling the radio saying this. You can run up and down the field on this defense. And in critical situations, you can even get man-to-man with 6'4 wide receivers against 5'9 defensive backs, and he gives that to you. With one single high safety and one small cornerback against a big receiver, you will get that all year long. And if you make a play, you'll beat him.
Yeah,
that's what the problem is.
He's got to find a way to get more pressure on that quarterback to make up for what he's lacking in the secondary. Because I think that pass rush last year masked some of the issues they had back there. Because when they're getting pressure on the quarterback and he's hurrying his throws and he's rushing his throws, well, it makes the guys back there obviously have to hold their cover a little bit shorter. A little bit
but
less.
Rob, are you saying that the pressure fixes man-to-man coverage? These guys are all pros. If you give a man-to-man coverage in one single high safety all year long, you're going to get burnt at some point. In the end zone with no timeouts, Maddox should have never been on a 6'4 wide receiver.
Maddox is
5'9".
That was such a big mismatch.
It's 5'9". Yeah. This is what you get all year. People kill Jalen Mills. You can't kill Jalen Mills. He has no help over the top. He goes and tells his corners, play on the island. If you get beat, we lose.
And
they get beat.
And they're getting beat. And they're getting beat by guys like Mike Evans, and they're getting beat by guys like Corey Davis. They're getting beat by whoever is out there. It's a matter of they're not good enough.
And no, it's not that they're not good enough. You can't be good enough, Rob, playing man-to-man in the league. Your defensive coordinator is supposed to put you in positions to win. If his scheme isn't winning, he needs to change it.
Yeah, even Richard Sherman and Darrell Revis and those guys in their heyday.
They get beat.
Look at the Xavier Rhodes. He's one of the best guys. He was getting burnt lately.
They get beat. Our defensive coordinator, to sum it all up, Rob, I know you don't have a lot of time, he's just a stubborn guy. And I believe that's the reason why he don't have a head coaching job, because he'll live and die by what he's been doing his whole entire career. And that's just why he's a defensive coordinator and he's not a head coach.
You're right about the stubbornness, man. Lamar, appreciate the call. He is. He's one of those guys who wants to do it his way. And when it's not working, it's my way. And it's still his way. And I think what you have to do is have some flexibility. You have to be able to assess the situation, look at the personnel you have, and as Lamar was saying, put your guys in a position to succeed and have success. Corey Davis, 9 catches for 161 yards today. Corey Davis. Not Mike Evans. This is Corey Davis, Tennessee Titans. 9 catches, 161 yards. And don't forget, Darius Jennings dropped what would have been a game-winning touchdown earlier in that drive, a deep ball in that overtime. There was a deep pass that Darius Jennings was wide open, and he drops it, or else they win that game on a bomb. There's a lot of issues with this defense. You lose Rodney McLeod. He's hurt. And it's going to be difficult to you saw it show up today. Corey Graham's in a position, 4th and 15, and he makes a mistake like a rookie. Jim Schwartz has to figure out how he can maximize the talent that he has. You're not going to get all pro talent walking in here now in October. You're not. It's not going to happen. So he's got to take what he has and find a way to win with it and find a way to have success with it. because you can't continue to let your cornerbacks get beat consistently. They're not getting pressure. Guys aren't holding their cover. And they're giving up tons of yards. Teams aren't running the ball against them. They're number one against their best rush defense in the NFL since last year. But why would you try and run the ball on the Eagles when you can pass against them at will? There's no reason to try to run the ball. Mariota had 46 yards today. He was a leading rusher for Tennessee. Henry, 24 yards on 8 carries, only 3 yards per carry. Deion Lewis, 4 carries, 0 yards. They shut down the running backs. 12 carries, 24 yards. It's 2.2 yards per carry. Shut them down again. But why would you run the ball against the Eagles when you can continue to pass at will? 610-632-0975. Who do you blame the most for today's win? Let's not forget the play calling. I didn't like this play calling at all. Not even a little bit. And they had to drop 6 drops. Aguilar dropped about 4 passes. Ertz dropped 1. Jordan Matthews dropped 1. But the play calling, you're not giving these guys the best opportunity when you're running the ball only 20 times and you're having success doing it and passing the ball 56 times and letting Carson Wentz get hit consistently. 610-632-0975. Nico, Mike, you'll be up next. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, and I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime.
Anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers and using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details.
The moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The World Bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm. Here
we go! Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Well, this isn't the new norm Doug Peterson was talking about. 2-2, 4 games in, all kinds of issues for the defense. They look terrible on the road twice. This is not the new norm Doug Peterson was talking about for the Philadelphia Eagles. 26-23 loss today to the Tennessee Titans on the road in overtime. I'm Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. I want to know from you, who do you put the blame on the most for this one? How do you fix the defensive issues they have? And do you have an issue with the play calling like I do? I had a big issue with the play calling. 56 pass plays, 20 runs. When you're gashing this team on the ground, 5.5 yards per clip, got to run the ball. Especially up 17-3, got to run the ball. Let's go to Nico down at the Jersey Shore. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Nico?
Rob, you stole my thunder. You just said it. It's not the new norm. We have the Super Bowl champions. We got a target on our back, right? Everybody's playing us just a little bit harder.
Absolutely.
Listen, long-time listener. Never caller, but today really upset me.
Wow.
List of things, number one. I've been listening for a long time since the Eagles needed direction for the end zone. Today, it really got me, number one. Which really going to mess with Nelson's psyche. You move Nelson to the slot, Nelly to the outside, and then you move Jeffrey to the slot. How many drops did Nelly have today?
He had about four.
Four, exactly. Yeah. Number one, now we're messing with his psyche. Number two, everybody that calls up and wanted Earl Thomas to break his leg today, we're not going to get him. The answer is there, all right? Defense did their job last year. They got a man up, check up. We did it last year. We could do it this year. Answering on defense. Another one. Everybody that wants Le'Veon. He's too expensive. It's easy. It's simple. Alvin Kamara had a great game today. Guess who comes off their 4-game suspension?
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Yep.
He's available. They're going to trade. He's going to be out there. We could get him. Not that we have to fix the running game, but he's another addition for much cheaper.
Yeah, but Nico, what's the difference if you add Mark Ingram when you have Jay and Smallwood today getting 109 yards, getting 5.5 yards per carry, and he's not running the ball anyway?
It's 2-1, and then we can still, and by the way.
2-2. They're 2-2.
Well, Ingram is two running backs in one.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
And on top of that, the Niners are down to their third-string quarterback, so maybe we might be able to trade. I
don't think they want Nick Foles. I think the Niners look at the season as a lost season.
Third round pick, Rob. I'm just throwing it out there. Like I said, it's one of these days. I was embarrassed today. This is one of the hardest days.
Hang in there, Nico. They're still the defending Super Bowl champions till somebody else wins it in February. So you still got that. Appreciate the call. Appreciate that call. Let's go to Mike in Spring City. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
How are you doing tonight, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing well.
I wish I could say the same after watching the Eagles game. What a putrid, god-awful collapse. And I will say, I totally agree with you when it comes to the secondary. It's just like, honestly, yes, there are definite talent gaps there, especially if Mills at one outside corner and starting Corey Graham at safety. But Schwartz has got to do more. He's got to at least try to plug the holes that this ship's given up right now. I think at the very least, Mills has to split time with Razul. Maybe play Sidney Douglas outside a little bit, or maybe play a little bit more dime packages to get with like Malcolm Jenkins in the box.
He's got to draw it up. Yeah, Mike, he has to do something different because what he's doing right now is not working. And I could run down all the plays that Jalen Mills today where he got beat for, and I'll do that in a little bit. But then I continue to hear guys defending him saying, well, we don't understand the coverages and it's not all on him and he's just there. He's the guy you see by the ball, but it wasn't his responsibility. Well, whoever his responsibility it is, then Jim Schwartz has to figure it out.
I totally agree. And about Jalen Mills, I've defended the heck out of him, maybe more so than most people, because I've always seen him as a guy that we got in the seventh round as a serviceable starter at a premium position. But I'm at the point where I can't keep defending him anymore. He's just too athletically limited to hang with most receivers. And on top of that, he plays with the recklessness of an Asante Samuel without half of the football IQ and instincts. It's time to at least split his snap.
And Asante Samuel, yeah, as you said, was an excellent cover guy. I didn't want to tackle anybody, but he was an excellent cover guy. So, Mike, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I get it. Jalen Mills, man, on the first drive of the game, he gets beat by Corey Davis for what was about a 28-yard gain on third down. Third quarter, he gets called for a 20-yard defensive pass interference, sets up a touchdown. Fourth quarter, gets beat for 51 yards by Corey Davis on a drive that the Titans eventually took the lead. And then in overtime, Darius Jennings flies by him and he drops the ball. Yet they find ways to defend this guy. Antonio in North Philly, he's not going to defend Jalen Mills. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
There are actually two people I would blame.
Go ahead.
Definitely Jalen Mills. He got burned by Corey Davis. Like, it was just a disgrace to watch.
161 yards for Corey Davis.
It's ridiculous. But at the end, towards the end of the game, I also blame the defense. They got way too many penalties, and they cost us so many yards to put the Titans in position. And also, there was like a third in like 24 or something like that in overtime, and they just got burned.
It was third and 19. He ran for 17 yards to set up a fourth and two. Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the two people I would blame. But I do agree with you on the play calling, though. Like, towards the end of the drive, one of the drives, they didn't go for first down and tried to go for a touchdown when it was like they could have easily ran for like a 3-yard first down, but they just chose to throw for.
You're talking about in the second half, at the end of the game? Because at the end of the half, in the first half, they had a third and three with 11 seconds left at the 10-yard line.
And then he tried
to run the ball, and Ajayi gets 1 yard, and they settle for a field goal when they should have thrown the ball in the end zone, because either way, if you don't get a touchdown, you're going to have to kick a field goal. I didn't like that. I had a problem with the play calling, and I wonder, Antonio, how much they miss Frank Reich.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, man. All right. Well, appreciate the call. Hang in there, Antonio. Next week's a new week. You got another opportunity. Minnesota Vikings. Hey, what happens when you look at this team and you count them out? They always find a way to bounce back. When they're underdogs, maybe they'll, I don't know if they'll be, will they be underdogs? Vikings coming in here, 1-2-1. Nah, they can't be underdogs. I'll try to find that line, that early line. They might be like a 2-point favorite, maybe 1.5. Liam in Hillsboro, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Liam?
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Doing well, man.
You know, Rob, today was, the loss was obviously very difficult, but to add insult to injury, I had a 4-team parlay to win $3,000. Just needed the Eagles to churn out that victory and
really
taken right from my hand. And Ooh. You know, that's devastating. But regardless, if I have any blame to talk about, it has to be the coaching staff on both sides. I felt like we had James Franklin out there today on offense running the ball on third and three with 13 seconds left in the second half. I'm screaming, throw the ball, throw the ball. I mean, it didn't make any sense. I don't see, you know, I love when our coaches are aggressive, but Doug just seems a little timid for whatever reason. And on defense, I mean, it was just a total breakdown at the end of the game. And, you know, I know you don't want to call timeout towards the end of the game, but after we gave up two of those fourth downs, I really think we maybe needed to call a timeout just to regroup and get our things together, because it just broke down really bad towards the end of that overtime period. I guess the only thing, fortunately for me, is being an Eagles fan, my dad's a Browns fan, so seeing that collapse by his Browns,
wow,
at least made me feel a little bit better. But
they lost that game. You're welcome, man. And next time, don't bet with your heart like that. Hey, if you're a big Eagles fan like that, you're playing those parlays, lay off the Eagles. Just stick with the other teams. You don't want to get a double loss. You don't want to get a double whammy. Your team loses and you lose the cash. You don't want that to happen. The Cleveland Browns, what happened to them? 45 in against their Raiders, 45-42 overtime loss. Raiders come back to win that game against the Cleveland Browns. Hey, had to be entertaining. 87 points up on the board in that game. Scott and Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Brother Rob. Wow, where do we start? Since we're doing a blame game, Nelson Aguilar. Nelson Aguilar, looking like the old Nelson Aguilar from 2 years ago, whose head was not in the game. We don't need that Nelson.
He needs to figure that out quick, Scott. He's got to turn it around.
I mean, Brother Rob, the balls is right there. And the blame game, offensive line, maybe, at times. The offensive line, I don't know what they was doing. I don't know what the couple guys got holding calls and
Carson Wentz. Scott's not going to hold up all year long if he's getting sacked 9 times in 2 games, getting hit the way he's getting hit. He did get hit a couple times in the, and I never ever like to blame referees. I don't like to blame referees because it could go either way all the time. He got a couple hits in the head, couple shots that weren't called. That weren't.
When he slid.
And there was a slap, like a slap. And somebody's got a video of it online, and there's a slap in a helmet, and it wasn't called. And I'm like, yo, what's going on here? The 4th and 4 to Sidney Jones. Again, I don't want to blame the referees because the defense has to make a play. That 4th and 4 pass interference, though, on Sidney Jones to keep the game alive. It's a little questionable.
That one, the Malcolm Jenkins one, too. I mean,
That said, you're right. Nelson's got to make those catches. He's got 4 drops. Zach's got a drop. Jordan Matthews has a drop. But on the defensive side, Scott, they're not making plays. They're not getting a stop. 3 fourth downs. I don't know if there's ever been a team that's converted 3 times on the same drive on 4th down in an overtime game. Maybe not even in regulation, let alone overtime game, 3 times on 4th down.
That was crazy, but it's hard to do. But you got to put that in the rearview mirror. You got the Minnesota Vikings, Brother Rob. But right now, I'm just baffling. It aged me a couple. I got a couple gray hairs on my chin right now, Brother Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Bless.
Appreciate it, Scott. Take care, Jake in Plymouth. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jake?
Yeah, how you doing? I just got back from Nashville, and that was a freaking disaster.
You were at the game?
Yeah, I was at the game. It was a great weekend. I mean, we had, 75% eat. The city was full of Eagles fans. We were having a great time.
Jake, what time was your flight out to come back?
Oh, my God. They freaking moved my flight from 6:30 to 5 o'clock. Then they moved it to 5:30.
Uh-huh.
So, we left the game and ran as fast as we could to the airport.
Wow. And it didn't help you that it went into overtime, but you made it. You're back. How was it, though? Tell me, because I heard all these fans are down there, and I'm seeing all the video and everything on. Like, what would you estimate? How many people you think took over that stadium?
Oh, there's at least, I guess it was a 60,000 stadium, was at least 25,000 Eagles fans.
You really think it was that many Eagles fans?
I think there are a lot of Eagles fans from, weird locations.
Okay.
Full of Eagles fans. I mean, it's pretty. It's actually, it's so funny. It turned into like the Bachelorette home of America.
Yeah, they told me I was down there in June. I was for spent a couple days there, and they were like, yeah, it's like the number one bachelorette city in the world. I was like, really? Nashville? It is a fun town, though.
Yeah, too bad they didn't win. Though. I mean, what the hell was going on with the protection? I mean, that was ridiculous. Nine sacks. Was he holding on to the ball too long?
Four sacks. It was nine sacks in two games. Yeah. But still, four sacks. And they'll tell you a little bit of he's holding the ball too long. Receivers aren't getting open. Offensive, like, they'll put it on everybody. Offensive line, though, I'm seeing guys get beat a lot this season. And I think that's a little bit of a concern right now. You look at that offensive line, you get guys getting consistently beat week in and week out. You know, I don't know what the problem is there. I don't know. You know what? I hate to say Super Bowl hangover because they made such a big deal out of this is a new season. This is a new season. Doesn't matter last year. I don't know, man. It's not looking good.
I think there's a hangover, but Alshon came to play though.
Yeah,
that touchdown was amazing.
Oh, all of his catches, Jake. Oh, he made a catch on 3rd and 15 over the shoulder. He showed up today and he showed you exactly what they were missing. Glad you made it back. Glad you had a good time and got your flight. Yeah, too bad the Eagles lost, man. Thanks for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. I know a ton of Eagles fans were down there. If you're just getting back now, like Jake, if you were on that flight with him coming back now and you wanna get in here, 610-632-0975, let me know what it was like there and how quiet it got for Eagles fans in overtime. When they scored, Tennessee scores that touchdown, and now you realize, man, you came all the way down there. At least you had a good time, though. At least you picked a great city to go to. Nashville's a fun city. Bob in Chester, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Bob?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. All these Philadelphia Eagle apologists, Doug Peterson is a moron. He is not a good coach. He's going back, reverting 2 years ago when he used to let Carson Wentz throw 60 times a game.
Bob, hang on.
What's up?
You're calling him a moron? That guy won the Super Bowl last. You can't.
Come on. You know what? Listen to me, man. Charlie Manuel won a World Series, and he's a moron. This team
stop. You can't.
From the offensive coordinator to the play caller, this team is a disgrace.
You can't call Charlie a moron and Doug Peterson. You can't call these guys morons. If they're one game, they don't do one game. He goes one way. He still won you the Super Bowl last year. He was the head coach. He got everything together last year. I'm the one who came on here tonight saying I did not like the play calling today. I did not like it at all. Doug Peterson's not a moron. You're out of line, man. You're out of line. You can't say that.
Anything. This preseason, this offense, this team is lucky to even have.
He's out of line.
So much negativity, man.
Man, he can't say what he said.
From the minute he came through, man, I felt it.
Like the guy wins a Super Bowl for you last year. He wins a Super Bowl. He's the coach of the Super Bowl champion, and you want him fired tomorrow? Like I wonder. If part of that was, like, this guy is sitting there right now and he's telling his boys, like, hey, listen, you know, he had to be trolling a little bit. You can't be that upset that you're calling Doug Peterson a moron like he just did, Bob. And then to say Charlie Manuel is too. Come on, man. That's out of line. That's completely out of line. You can't be saying that. And I had a problem with his play calling tonight. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like the 56 passes, 20 runs. When you're running the ball with the success that they had, you can't say that. You can't call the guy completely out of line. Come on now. Let's reel it in a little bit and not lose sight of the fact that this team is the defending Super Bowl champion. They've never been 2-2 under Doug Peterson. They were 3-1 the last 2 years. But you got to appreciate what he did for you last year and the year before that. And yeah, okay, today, he called too many pass plays. There were certain situations in the game where I thought they were a little predictable. You can't say, you can't call him a moron. It's completely out of line. Let's go to Kevin in Texas. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man.
One of your callers brought up something interesting, man. I was just sitting here thinking about. They brought up the name Asante Samuels, and it got me to thinking,
mm-hmm.
When was the last time we have have developed some corners. I mean, I have to go back to Lito Shepard
and Sheldon Brown.
And Sheldon Brown.
They'll tell you, Kevin, Jalen Mills, seventh round pick, and they're developing him. They're high on him.
Yeah, but it's not working, man. It's not working. And what's being overshadowed is Ronald Darby is not that good neither, to be honest.
He's had some bad games. He's had some really bad games.
He's had some really bad games, and he seems allergic to tackle, too.
Oh, no doubt. Kevin, no doubt. He's Asante Samuel when it comes to not wanting to tackle without Asante's cover skills.
So what I'm gleaming from this game is the offensive line didn't play a very good game neither. I mean, that's being overshadowed, too. They have not looked pretty decent. And I mean, we're supposed to have an elite all world offensive line. And they haven't showed that since the start of the season.
Oh, man. I think you could put blame in so many different directions for this team.
And one last thing, man. I think we got 10 days, man, from now. I think we're going to have two more post games that's going to be like this. I hate to say it, but I just don't see how we're going to cover Thielen and Diggs and Rudolph and,
they got OJ. Minnesota's going to come in here, Kevin.
And then to backdoor that, I mean, come on now. You know Beckham and them is, they're familiar with Jalen Mills and everything. So, I mean, that's a short week. Man, 2 weeks from Sunday, man, we might be sitting at 2-4. I mean, the saving grace is that the Giants have the Panthers, the Redskins got the Packers, and the Texans play the Cowboys. The division is pretty much a wash, but I mean,
I hear
for
you,
what
man.
We trying to do, I just
it ain't about
division.
Kevin. It ain't about the division. Thanks for the call. It ain't about the division. It's about getting position to get back to a Super Bowl. Ted, Vince, Mo, Vinny, Lance, hang on. I'll get back to you. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association for Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located on aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy with 0% interest. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Bad storms had hit our neighborhood really hard. So when this contractor showed up at my door offering a free storm damage inspection, I took him up on it. He said I had some hail damage to my roof, but he told me my insurance would pay for everything. He said he'd deal with my insurance company, and he'd even give me a discount to cover my deductible. It sounded a little fishy, but he said I wouldn't have to pay anything out of pocket, so I thought, what's not to like?
If it sounds too good to be true, it may be something bad, like insurance fraud.
Turns out he did extra damage to my roof and lied on the bill that went to my insurance company. He's been arrested. And he stiffed his suppliers for the materials. So now they're coming after me for thousands of dollars.
Don't get hit by insurance fraud. Know the risks. Know the penalties. To learn more, visit HelpStopFraud.org. A message to consumers from the Pennsylvania Insurance Fraud Prevention Authority.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds head out to Tennessee this coming weekend. At game time, the temperature should be around 82 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. There is a 60% chance of rain towards the beginning of the game, but skies should be clear by the half.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports talk for Swarthmore and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Wow, just watching Earl Thomas as he was carted off the field earlier today in that game. He flipped off the sideline, directed at his coach, Pete Carroll. Had the contract issues, wanted a new contract, didn't get it. Ain't gonna get it now. Man, that's a tough, tough, tough situation.
610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti. Let's get to Vince and Ben Salem. You're on 975, the Fanatic. What's up, Vince? The Vince is gone. Ted in South Philly, you're on 975, the Fanatic. What's up, Ted?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm depressed. I always knew that the defense, Jim Schwartz, throughout the history has always had an amazing defensive front. But he never cultivated or never put emphasis on the corners. And with the corners, in my opinion, if I was a defensive coordinator, if I can't cover you, giving you all that space, I gotta press you at this point. You gotta, Jalen Mills is physical. If he's gonna get burnt, I'd rather him get burnt being physical than giving up all these yards. You're playing back like 10 yards and allowing these fast receivers to do all these double moves and all these cool little rub routes and whatever to get wide open and bust open through the seam. Cause all game long, it was like they wasn't really running anything that was like so amazing. It's just that you gave each receiver so much respect as if they're Deshaun Jackson.
And Corey Davis is a guy who never had in his career, and he hasn't played that long, never had a 100-yard game, and he gets 161 yards today.
And see, that's the problem. We are this defense is giving these receivers that we're going against false hope, like they are Jerry Rice or somebody. And I don't know if it's, maybe it's the scheme or whatever it is.
It is scheme. It's the scheme. It's with Jim Schwartz. And you started off by saying, you know, he puts it all on the guys up front. And you're right. If they're not getting pressure, he leaves those cornerbacks out there, and it looks bad.
And even though we got pressure on, we just didn't finish with Mariota because he was a little shifty and stuff like that. But then I know some of the announcers are talking about, well, you know, this like kind of the first time that we're going against like a mobile quarterback. But all last year we had the same defense and we did pretty good against Cam Newton and all them, and he blocked faster than Mariota.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. The defense is letting us down
big time,
big time. Yep. Like so much so that I don't see us winning more than like seven games at this rate. We're going to struggle.
It is a struggle. Appreciate the call. It is going to be a struggle until they figure out how to turn things around on the defense. How can that secondary improve? What can Jim Schwartz do to get this pass defense right now is atrocious. There's no other way to say it. Ryan Fitzpatrick throws for over 400 yards against you. 344 yards from Marcus Mariota. I know they did a good job against Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck at home, but on the road, this pass defense is terrible. And as long as the pass defense is terrible on the road, teams aren't, you have the best run defense because teams don't even want to try to run against you. They don't even have to try and run when they can throw at will against the Eagles. Vinny in West Philly, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny, what's up with you?
What's up, man?
I was going to go on Mills, but I go, this is what I fear.
It's too easy to go.
Yeah. This is what I fear the most. We have a defensive coordinator that is unwilling to make a change. And that, to me, is mind-boggling. Like, the whole world can see it. I've been telling people about Mills 2 years ago when he was a rookie. I never, like, put him in a slot. He never, why don't this coordinator, what is he seeing in this guy that he's not making a change? I think one change, two changes, Sidney Jones should outside, Maddox in a slot. That's it. If it don't work, it don't work. What is the problem to try for three quarters? Like, what is it?
Try it for a half. I'm
thinking, listen, I hope I'm not right. Eagles fan, hear me. It's the level of favoritism that's going on. And it's clearly ringing bells. You can see it. He tried everything in his power not to take Mills off the field today. He put Avante Maddox at safety instead of going to sitting on the outside, putting Maddox on the inside. Having Jones and bringing a seven-round guy we traded for the Bears to bring him in for play.
I wonder how much they love the fact that they got Jalen Mills in the seventh round. They think that he was a steal. They got a three-year starter out of the seventh round, and they're going to try and give him every benefit of the doubt.
Stop saying them. It's Jim Schwartz. Listen. I understand. It's not them, dog. Howie Roseman going to have to make a power move right now. I trust you. My man Howie going to have to come out of the shadows. Joe Douglas, start.
Yeah, I hear you, Vinny. I hear you, man. You're fired up. Jalen Mills, you look at the numbers today. You look at the number and what happened. Gets beat by Corey Davis, 28 yards on a third down. First drive of the game. Gets called for 20 yards later. Gets beat by Davis, 51 yards. Gets beat by Darius Jennings in overtime. Would have been a game-ending deep ball for a touchdown. Gets beat. And Jennings drops the ball. Jalen Mills is easily the number one whipping boy for everybody. Number one. And it's hard to defend this guy. And after I take Lance, I'm going to read a quote to you from what Malcolm Jenkins said. Because they still find a way, and you can't expect teammates or even the coaching staff to be critical. They're not going to be critical. But the way they defend, like sometimes you could say, okay, he would like to have that play. When they say he'd like to have that play back, that's kind of being critical because they're acknowledging it's a bad play. But no, they don't even say that about Jalen. They go out of their way to defend the guy. Lance in Arizona, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Lance?
Hey, I had two things. One about the secondary, but first on the offense. Their run pass ratio is absolutely ridiculous the last 3 weeks. They've called 228 plays. They've passed it 155 times and ran it 73 times, even though they're running the ball at a 4.55 yards per carry against a team whose defense ranks 24th against the run. You're throwing it back 56 times. You're dropping back when your offensive line is having problems blocking your defensive line. That is Andy Reid to its fullest. That's what you get when you when your balance is completely off skew when you should be running the ball.
Lance, I cannot disagree with you. I came on here tonight and I said 74% pass plays today. 74% pass, 56-20 was the ratio. And it's not like they couldn't run the ball. They had 109 yards, averaging 5.5 per clip. You had to run the ball. You had to run the ball. I don't know what the problem is with Doug Peterson. Is it Carson Wentz is back and he's like, okay, he got his feet wet last week, and now this week he's going to go back to being the old coach?
This was before Carson Wentz got back, because this was with Nick Foles, too. He did the same thing. This has been an ongoing problem.
The numbers against Tampa, Lance, the numbers against Tampa are going to be skewed a little bit because they had a pass in that game because they were behind much. So you got to take that game out.
But it's still, when you're for 3 weeks, it turns out to be 68 pass, 32% run, and you're running the ball well, that does not make sense. Like, you cannot let your quarterback keep getting pummeled when your offensive line's not playing well, and you're asking them to play well when you're throwing it 56 times. Now, the secondary issue, Jalen Mills is playing like crap. Darby's not playing all that much better because he's leaving guys open too, and they're picking up yards. My whole thing is this is what I would do. First off, I know people like Maddox. I don't think they believe he's ready to play in the slot. I would actually move Darby into the slot because he's not good against bigger or wide receivers.
And leave Jalen
take over the top.
And leave.
Well, I'm talking about moving Jalen out to safety because I think that's ultimately his best position. I'll move Jones to one of the outside. I'll move Douglas to the other outside, and I utilize Darby's speed in the inside at slot because I don't think he's good enough to play on the outside when you have to go against taller wide receivers.
I think that's overhauling the secondary, Lance, and I think they got to do something. They got to make some changes. I know he's a stubborn guy. I appreciate the call. I know Jim Schwartz is a stubborn guy, and I don't know what he's going to do. He's got to do something. He can't be that stubborn where he looks at this and says, I'm going to continue to run the same guys out there, the same personnel, and expect a different result. But at the same time, they're having success at home. So these same guys, at home, they're making the plays. At home, they're getting the defensive stops. They're not allowing all these yards in the air. But what happens when they go on the road? So that's where Schwartz looks at the film, looks at the tape, says these guys he sees the talent that's good enough to be able to make these plays at home, but they're not getting it done on the road, and they're going to try and look for ways to be productive on the road. I'm not opposed to Jim Schwartz getting in there, as stubborn as he is, trying to change things up with that personnel. Maybe it is putting Sidney Jones on the outside, getting Douglas in there some snaps, getting Maddox in there some snaps, moving Jalen Mills to safety. Now you have an opportunity, like you have an injury that allows you to try that with Rodney McLeod going down. Jalen Mills can't look at it as a demotion when you have depth at corner, but you don't at safety. Henry in Tampa, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Henry?
Hey, not too much. I'm kind of pissed off the way the Eagles play. But my problem was the offense line didn't do its job. The defense didn't do its job.
Yeah, there's enough blame to go all the way around, Henry. You can look at every aspect of this team today, maybe except special teams. I didn't see them.
I don't think they got the hunger like they did last year. And my opinion was, if I was the coach, I would have kept the same players that we had when we won the Super Bowl. We made a mistake getting rid of the players.
The guys that they got rid of, you know, who do you look at, Henry, and say that guy would have been a difference maker right now?
Well, I'm looking for Curry, what he did with the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't. You know, getting rid of Vinnie Curry allows them to play Derek Barnett more snaps, and I think Derek Barnett's got more upside. He's not the problem, man. It's not the guys that they got rid of or didn't bring back. It's the ones that they have aren't performing up to their capabilities in some cases, and in others, the deficiencies that they have are being exposed. And that's the problem. When you don't get pressure up front, when you don't get to the quarterback and you're leaving these corners out by themselves, they're getting beat week in and week out.
Man, I was pissed off. I was cussing at the TV set and everything the way they played.
I hear you, man. But, hey, it's all good. You don't have to – when you're cursing at the TV, it can't yell back at you, man. It can't yell back at you. It's not – it's okay. Calm down. Look
See,
back.
My problem is I don't play the game. You know, I'm on Facebook with the – I'm in the Eagles group on Facebook. They said, calm down, Henry. But my problem is when I was a teenager and I'm 54, I take the game seriously. You know what I mean?
I hear you, man. But, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a little PSA right now, a little public service announcement, okay? Hey, there's more to life, all right? Don't let it all eat you up, okay? Don't go yelling and getting all mad and getting all worked up, and it's okay. They're defending Super Bowl champions. You still got last year. Look back at that. Appreciate the call, Henry. You still can hang on to that, and they got enough season to turn things around. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for them right now. 12 games to go. They're 2-2. A lot of good teams in the NFC. I don't know that they're even in the top five. Top five. I would go Rams, you got the Packers, you got the Saints. Those three are ahead of them. Then you could throw in the Bears and the Panthers, and the Vikings are all. You could not even put this team right now in the top five of the NFC. 12 games to go, but you're not talking about just winning the NFC East. Winning the NFC East, getting a first round playoff game at home, because you'd be like a 3 or 4 seed right now, and then winning that game, then going on the road and getting beat, that won't cut it. The new norm is playing into February and winning Super Bowls. That's the new norm. And this team's a long way from being able or capable of repeating a Super Bowl champion. 610-632-0975. What do you put the blame on? Who do you blame the most for today's Eagles lost to Tennessee, and how do you fix this mess? How do you fix it? 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
No matter the job, a bad leak in your roof, tired and faded siding, or windows and doors that are inefficient, Rutter Roofing has the answer. We respect your time by making sure each homeowner has the amount of communication needed to ensure their project exceeds their expectations. How many times have you heard of someone having a problem, but the contractor they hired is out of business? We have the longest manufacturer-backed warranty and work primarily in the PA suburbs, so you're fully covered. Go to RutterRoofing.com. That's RutterRoofing.com. We will protect your house.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to Dell.com/DVCPromos for details.
Do good and look good with the American Red Cross and Sport Clips haircuts this fall. Those who come out and give blood or platelets with the Red Cross during the month of September will get a coupon for a free haircut valid at participating Sport Clips locations. With the Red Cross and Sport Clips, saving lives never looks so good. Make an appointment to donate blood or platelets today. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to join a life-saving team.
Catch Birds Game Day action every week live from Sugar House Casino, starting with the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas and Devon Givens. Watch the game on the big screen with me, Eitan Shander, Dollar Hot Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, free parking, and more. For more info, 97.5thefanatic.com. You must be 21.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti with you. First time all night. We got wide open line. 610-632-0975 is the number to get in. Eagles lose today at Tennessee, 26-23. And Jalen Mills has been getting beat up all night long on this show by callers. And I can't defend his performance. I really can't. You look at some of the things he did this season. He's been consistently getting beat. And then there's the defense that starts saying when the coaches and other teammates say, well, we don't know. You don't know how the design was for the defensive coverage there, and you don't know whose responsibility it was. And you may see Jalen Mills, and it looks like it's him. Here's what Malcolm Jenkins said today. He's a resilient dude. I think a lot of times people will look at this from home and think he had a bad game, but a lot of it wasn't necessarily his fault. He's the guy by the ball, but the way we run our coverages, it wasn't all on him. It's one of those things that I'm sure
He always does respond. He'll keep his head up. He'll try to block out the noise. At the end of the day, as long as we believe in him, that's all that matters. So if it wasn't necessarily his fault, and it's the way we run our coverages, as Malcolm Jenkins said, well, then the way the coverages are being run need to be fixed, need to be changed. Jim Schwartz has to run the coverages differently. He's got to come up with different schemes. He has to change it up. Because Jalen Mills, the pass defense in general, has been getting torched on the road in two games. Close to 800 yards passing in two games on the road. Did a lot better at home, but not on the road. And you got to make some changes. At some point, Jim Schwartz has to say he's got to stop being the stubborn guy that he is and continue to try and run his defense his way, when if you don't have the personnel, at some point, you got to try and get other personnel into the game. Maybe someone else makes a play. Allowing three times fourth down conversions. Sidney Jones being on a touchdown pass. Mills being on a deep pass for 51 yards. And then Maddox slips on the game-winning touchdown. He gets beat in a big-time mismatch. There's enough blame to go around. Offensive line didn't protect Carson Wentz. Guys dropped some passes. The only aspect of the team that I think you could say did well today, the run game, 109 yards on the ground, 5.5 yards per carry. This is just out of the running backs. Jake Elliott made all his field goals. Punt return, DeAndre Carter put you in a position to try to win the game at the end of regulation from the 39-yard line. First down at the 39, and they had to settle for a field goal. Other than that, offensive line didn't block well. Receivers dropped passes. Defensive line couldn't get enough pressure on the quarterback. Secondary couldn't make a play. John in the Northeast, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm awesome.
So, as I sit here in my Jalen Mills jersey, I'm trying to figure it out. What can we do to, if he's killing us at the corner position, but could he do better, maybe playing at a safety or just in a different position? Like, could he fill in that?
You know what? I hear a lot of people say, put him at safety. He's got the characteristics of a safety. He's a little bit more physical there. At this point, with Rodney McLeod out, you have an opportunity, a natural reason to want to try him at safety, because it's not working out at corner. It's definitely not working out at outside corner. Maybe if you want to try and move him into the nickel spot and move Sidney Jones outside, I just want to see Jim Schwartz do something, John.
Right, definitely. A change got to be made. And also, you got Rasul Douglas on the bench here. He's hungry. He wants to get out there. I think he could perform better at this point. I think it's hard to perform worse.
When he gets out there, he does perform. He's like you say, he's not getting out there enough. But I've seen Sidney Jones, when he gets out there, he's performing. Maybe give him more snaps. Give him more responsibility.
Is there any possibility of Mills getting bench this week for one of them? Jones or Douglas?
You know, as much as Jim Schwartz really, really, he loves Jalen Mills. He loves his talent. I don't know what it is about Jalen Mills that has Jim Schwartz convinced. But I think at some point, Jim Schwartz got to be like, he's got to ease off the stubbornness and say, I got to make a change. I got to do something different. It's not working. And if he's not going to change his schemes, he's got to change his personnel.
Absolutely. Yeah, something has got to get done.
All right, John, appreciate the call, man. You have a good night. It gets to that point where if you're the defensive coordinator, you're a guy like Jim Schwartz who's been doing this for so long, you've had success doing it, and you believe and you trust in your scheme and your designs and your coverages, and you have a guy who is continually struggling in that. If you're not going to change up your scheme, if you're not going to design your coverages differently, if you can't mask the deficiencies you have, you got to change your personnel. And when you have options, or what seem to be like options, when we look at Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas as guys who could potentially, Sidney Jones was drafted here to be a guy you put on the outside. And he was drafted here to be a guy that you put out there and not leave on one side, but you put out there and you have him shadow the other team's best receiver. OBJ, twice a year. Whoever it is. That's what Sidney Jones was drafted to do. You're four games into his essentially rookie season. When is it time to move him out there? I don't think... Yeah, I try to be a realist. I try to be optimistic. I try and look at the positive. I try and look at things and not be reactionary. But I can't continue. I can't sit here and continue to defend using Jalen Mills week in and week out. I think you've reached a point where you got to try something different. You got to attempt to make a change. Find other guys who you do have on the roster who were drafted here for a reason. Put them in there and see what happens. Schwartz loves Jalen Mills. And everyone keeps praising Jalen Mills. He's got a short memory. He rebounds from bad plays and he's able to forget it and move on. And I know that you need to have that as a cornerback, because you're going to get beat and you got to just forget about it and move on to the next play. But he's doing that a lot because he's getting beat a lot. 610-632-0975. I want to know who you blame the most for today's loss. I want to know how you think the Eagles can fix this. And if you agree with me right now, I don't think the Eagles are, they're not a top five NFC team. A quarter of the way into this season, into their defense of their Super Bowl championship, and they are not a top five team in the NFC. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out, other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title, extra prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price, $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price, $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st, 2018.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most, like your BFF.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Just got my iPhone XS.
Did you get my selfie? Portrait mode.
Yeah, the second you sent it, I totally, like, long tap liked it.
So, my hair looked...
like straight fire.
What?
What about my Memoji? Doesn't it look like...
like you're wearing the same glasses as mine?
Oopsie. Sorry.
Get the amazing iPhone XS on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless, and share whatever, whenever, with those you heart most. Right now at T-Mobile, trade in an eligible iPhone, and you'll save $300.
What?
Visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
This is Nick Palazzo from Defino Law. If you've been injured, call us now at 215-551-9099. We actually try cases and represent clients because the Defino family is exactly that, family. Every day I see Vince and Mike's dedication to our clients, relating to them, understanding who they are, and then we take insurance companies to the mat. We've obtained millions of dollars at trial for our clients over the last 60 years. We were born here, raised here, and are here in the Philly courtrooms daily. So call Defino Law now at 215-551-9099 or visit DefinoLawyers.com.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Hello, it is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light, beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're world champions, man.
World champions.
World champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm. Here we go.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Been a steady stream of conversation tonight. We do have open lines right now, though. 610-632-0975. Eagles lose in Tennessee. Maybe we'll hear from Doug Peterson. Maybe we'll play that in a few minutes. Maybe in about 5-10 minutes, we'll hear from Doug Peterson what he said after the game. Because this team had so many opportunities to put it away. 17-3 lead with a little bit over 22 minutes left in the game. And they give it back. And they allow the Tennessee Titans to get back and win the game. Marcus Mariota, who hadn't thrown for over 100 yards previously this season, 30 for 43, 344 yards passing. After the Eagles took that 17-3 lead, and then the Titans come back and they answer with a touchdown drive, 8 plays, 55 yards. So eight plays, 75 yards, 20 of them on that pass interference on Jalen Mills. Then the Eagles go. They go 7 plays to get 10 yards. 7 plays, they get 10 yards. I know there was a big loss in there. and Carson fumbles, gives them the ball. They get a field goal right back in the game. So they get a 17-3 lead, and the defense goes touchdown, field goal, touchdown, allowed. Touchdown, field goal, touchdown with a 17-3 lead midway through the third quarter. They just did not get the job done on defense. Too many opportunities to make plays, and they didn't make them. The offense settled for field goals in spots where they could have put the game away at the end of regulation. Couldn't get that touchdown. Starting at the 39-yard line, first down at the 39 after the punt. They put you in a position, DeAndre Carter, to win the game, and you had to settle for a field goal. Did not like a lot of the play calling today. A lot of it. Especially the run-pass ratio or pass-run ratio. 56 passes, 20 runs. Did not like that. There's enough blame to be spread around, but who do you put it on the most? For me, it's easy. It's the secondary. It's the defense. But the play calling was suspect. Offensive line had a bad game. Again, Carson Wentz sacked four times. Five times last week, four times this week. Six drops by the receivers. It's one of those games where you look all the way around. And it's a bad loss, and this is going to haunt them later on in the season because there are enough good teams in the NFC right now, and I don't even put the Eagles in the top five, to where this is going to come down to getting home field advantage. I still think they win this division. Not scared of anybody in the NFC East, but you're talking about the new norm is getting home field advantage, and this hurts you in that regard. Every loss does. Now you're two games behind the Rams. They weren't two games behind anybody at any point last season. Alex Frankfurt, you're on I-75, the Fanatic. What's up, Alex? I'm great, man. Thanks
great,
for calling.
Great, great. Thanks for taking the call. You were talking about who to blame it on.
Yeah.
The whole entire team. Everybody gets the blame. Not just one person.
Except the kicker.
Everybody gets
Everybody but the kicker. He's the only one who did the job today.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, I mean, when the door is open for you to go through the damn door. That's what I say.
You're right.
You know, when the door is open for you, go through the door. And you had just talked, before I had turned my radio down, you had just talked about the guy that made that club. What was his name with a C? Carter?
Oh, DeAndre Carter with the punt return. Yeah. Gets him to the 39-yard
right.
line.
Yeah. Right. That was like another breath for you to, like I just said, go through the door. Then when the opportunity presents itself, take advantage, please. And like you said, the play calls were like, oh, my God. If I had hair, I'd probably be pulling it out right now because I'm bald.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
So, Alex, let me ask you that. How do you think they fix this?
That's a good question. I think they need to switch it around a little bit as far as people in the secondary.
Yep.
You know, I really do. If you see it's not working and it's obvious it's not working, you need to do whatever you need to do to fix the situation.
Yeah.
You know,
and Alex, this is what I've been saying. If you're not willing to change your scheme and you love your system and Jim Schwartz is a stubborn guy who lives and dies by his system, then you got to change the personnel.
It's called adjusting. You know,
yep.
Bill Belichick does it all the time. Adjust, man.
That's how they're
give me a break.
That's how they're able to sustain that success for decade after decade.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But look, I'm just gonna sit back and just I'm just like, I gotta regroup. Woosah. Like in Bad Boys 2, woosah. Y'all guys have a great night.
All right, man. Thanks, Alex. Calvin in Burlington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Calvin?
I ain't doing, and my blame goes to Ron Darby.
More so than Jalen Mills?
You got to watch, you got to look at the film. Jalen Mills is horrible. But what they're doing with Ron Darby is they're putting him one-on-one with a receiver or a running back, and he refuses to tackle the guy. I just was just looking at him the whole game. And if you watch the game again, he has about six Olay tackles where he just dives at the guy's feet. And the guy picks up 6, 7, 10, 12 yards.
Yeah, he ended up with 8 tackles today, which you never want out of your corner, but you're getting all those tackles. That means, guys, he's giving up a lot of passes, too. But he ends up with 8 tackles. But yeah, he's not a guy who you're ever going to say is physical and loves to get in there and make you want him to be a shutdown corner, and he's not. He's just not.
He's not. And another thing I hate when it's 3rd and 10 or 15, they go back 12 yards and they gave, like, Mariota, all he needed was 12. He didn't need the whole 15, and he's right there on 4th down. With no blitzing, they're so predictable. When an offensive coordinator looks at their defense and says, okay, this is what they're going to do on this down and distance. So this is the plays we got to run against that. And it's just so predictable. And if the front four are not getting there, the passes are going to be completed every time.
I'll tell you
that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Calvin. Appreciate the call. I'll tell you, when people last year were saying teams are going to raid the Eagles – they're going to raid their coaching staff and take some guys away, and John DeFilippo ends up going to Minnesota and being a coordinator. Frank Reich, because Josh McDaniel decided he wanted to change his mind, ends up going to Indianapolis as the head coach. But Jim Schwartz didn't go anywhere. He was supposed to get an interview, and I don't think he even had that interview. And he is a former head coach who is a defensive coordinator who has a system that he sticks by no matter what, and he's unwilling to make some of these changes. And when he's not making some of these changes and he's not getting in there doing anything differently with the personnel and his scheme's not working, it's not working. And here's the thing, guys. Like, it's not working on the road, but at home, they're a completely different team. So the guys that you do have, this is where I have a little trouble with it. So the guys are making the plays at home against Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck, but then two superior quarterbacks. But then on the road, they're getting torched by Ryan Fitzpatrick and Marcus Mariota. How do you figure that? How's that happen? At home, the defense can shut down Atlanta, who put up 36 points today and lost at home. Who's got all that offensive firepower. And Andrew Luck, who today put up 34 and lost, threw for like 464 yards. And here he got most of his yards late in the game. He only had about 130 at one point late in the fourth quarter. So they're getting the job done at home, but not doing it on the road. And that's where I think Jim Schwartz points to, well, okay, I'm going to keep these guys in. Because they're having success. They're just not having success week in and week out. They're having success in Philly. They're not having success in Tampa or Tennessee. But then you look at some of the issues they had at home, too. And you can make a strong case, as many of the callers have all night, to get Jalen Mills out of that corner spot. At least move him into the nickel spot. 610-632-0975. We do have Doug Peterson. I think this is a good opportunity to listen to what he had to say today and then come back and take a look at some of the things Doug had to say after today's game.
How long since you guys had a game you could say you gave away, that you had and let go? How did you move on from that? What is the next step?
Well, it comes down to, first of all, you have to, as I said in that locker room, you have to hate this feeling more than you enjoy winning. And it comes down to each guy, starting with myself. And I look at myself in the mirror and make sure that I'm doing everything I can to prepare this football team for each weekend. And effort, obviously, is always there. And we have to look at the film, quite honestly, and it's all fixable. The mistakes we're making are all fixable. Whether it's a coverage element being out of position, or a holding when we're on the perimeter offensively we can't do. It's just things that we can correct in practice during the week. And And that's what we have to do.
Credit to Mariota and the Tennessee offense, obviously, where y'all had a 2-score lead, and this road stuff with defense, talked about it, it's still competitive.
Exactly. It's an area that I've got to look at it this week, because the way our schedule is set up, we're home away, so we're going to be on the road just as much as we are, playing at home. So it's something that, we understand, I think, where we are as a football team, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us, with the injuries, or there's no excuses. So we don't feel sorry for ourselves. We just got to continue to work and keep getting better.
Doug, the last play of the first half, you ran a running play with, I think it was like 11 seconds left on the clock from the 10-yard line. What was the thought process there?
Get the first down, burn the timeout, and then have maybe 8 seconds to start taking shots to the end zone.
Doug, you preach to your guys, about the penalties, and something I know you address with them. How frustrating is it the way you guys have started? It seems like it's in every game, and really feels like you're beating yourselves in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, the penalties are racking up, and can't happen. We've got to eliminate those, and it's just something we do look at. I look at it here in the next couple of days, and before we get ready for the next opponent, and try to put a finger on it, and just keep coaching the guys. That's all we can do. You just keep coaching them out of it.
It seems like Carson is facing more pressure this year than has in the past, particularly with blitz. Why is that?
Well, give them credit. I mean, that's a pretty good front. We knew that going in. It's a good defense. So I give them a lot of credit. Number one. Number two, again, we'll look at the film. We'll make our corrections. Just a couple guys got edged a couple times. We got to make sure that our backs and, there's cohesiveness with that, all that protection. It's not just one guy or two guys. It could be the offensive line, could be the quarterback, could be the coverage. And so we just have to address it. And we pride ourselves in picking up the pressure, picking up the blitz. And we'll get back to that.
What was the issue on the 4th and long?
We just, as a situation, again, where we were just a little out of position. And again, credit them. It was a great play. Obviously, 4th and 15. It's a fixable situation, obviously. And we'll get it corrected.
With all the moving parts of the defensive backfield the last couple weeks, change this week, you expect a little bit that there's going to have to be a growing together process for that?
I think so. I mean, a little bit, yeah. There's going to be some communication issues that we got to address. There's going to be moving parts, moving guys around. It's very similar to offensively with the amount of injuries, with the running backs and receiver group. There's moving people around and moving parts, and again, it's something that we'll continue to address, continue to work. We don't make excuses for it. Next man up plays, and we coach him up and get him ready.
Getting Alshon back, helping out for the offense.
Yeah, he was exciting to watch him play today. He was aggressive. He attacked the football. Kind of a spark for the offense. It was great to see him back and keep him coming.
Was he on the snap count, or did you see how the game goes with how much he was able to?
I just wanted to see how the game unfolded with him, how he was with his, because he missed a couple days there. I just wanted to make sure that he was 100%, strong, as the game went. He felt really good as it went.
You talk often about not settling for field goals, but it's a touchdown, the end of regulation, and then overtime. The drives, they stopped in the red zone there. What was the issue in those two situations?
Well, a couple times, we stopped ourselves, whether it was just execution, maybe a penalty, backed us up just a touch, a sack, something negative happened. And it just got us out of our rhythm. It seems like we got down there fine, and then they Tennessee bowed their neck and kept us to 3, much like our defense has done, for the first month of the season, And again, it's we pride ourselves in the red zone. Obviously, we've been pretty good there, and we just got to continue to work.
Do you feel like a loss like this is less likely to snowball because of what you guys went through last season? Does it have any bearing at all?
Has no bearing. Those guys in there are sick to their stomachs right now, and they They take it. They take this. This hurts. This stings. Losses like this sting, and it's something that we use as fuel for, you know, our emotion and moving forward. It's you know, we try to go 1-0 every week. That's our main objective, and it starts in practice when we come back together on Tuesday.
But I guess what I'm asking is, do you think that your experience last season makes it less likely that this loss will turn into something bad next week or the week after that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's not going to snowball that way. Yeah.
Just one more, please. Tom, I just with teams wavering a little bit. Do you put more responsibility years on your shoulders? I got to get us back in the middle of the highway.
I mean, yeah, a lot of it falls on my shoulders, you know, preparing this football team during the week, mentally, physically, how we practice, all of that. But the one thing that this team has learned through resiliency and is just the ownership of doing their jobs, do simple better, you know, and just focus on their task and their job. And that's coaches and players. I tell them all the time, it can be a simple game. If you keep it simple, you eliminate turnovers, you eliminate penalties, and just go execute, and that's where we're at.
The jobs seems to be a huge problem, and then they weren't so much last year. They're kind of back now.
Who?
What drops? Is there anything that you can attribute that to, or maybe the unsettled nature of the position at the moment?
Just maybe just lack of focus at the time. You can count it to a lot of things, but number one thing is we got to make sure we do catch the football, and we just continue to work.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Doug.
And that was Eagles coach Doug Peterson after the 26-23 loss overtime to Tennessee today. He's asked about playing on the road because they've been atrocious on the road. And he says it's a scenario I've got to look at this week because the way our schedule's set up, we're home, away. They don't really get a homestand. There's only one back-to-back home games during this season. It is a weird. Last year, at one point, they had three in a row at home. They don't really get the chance to get in a groove at home. And he says, we don't feel sorry. We just got to continue to work and keep getting better. On the running the ball on the last play of the first half, get the first down, burn the timeout, and then maybe have 8 seconds to start taking shots at the end zone. Well, it didn't work. I don't know. You're running that with 11 seconds left, 3rd and 3. With 11 seconds left and a timeout to go. Hey, throw it in the end zone. That's one time where I wouldn't want Doug Peterson to run a ball. And he ran only 20 times to the running backs all night long. All those passing plays, 56-20 ratio, pass plays to run ratio today, 56-20. That was 74% in the air. 26 on the ground. You're putting Carson Wentz. You're dropping him back 56 times. 56 times you're dropping Carson Wentz back in a game where you had a 17-3 lead with 22 and a half minutes to go in the game. It's one thing when it's a situation like 2 weeks ago at Tampa when you're trying to rally and you're down. And you got to throw the ball. Here, you weren't playing from behind. And the only time you were behind by a field goal and another field goal. And then you weren't behind again until the end of the game when you lost. You got to run that ball. When you're having the success you're having, over 100 yards on the ground, you got to run that ball. And what he says on whether it will be a growing together process with the defensive backfield, he says, yeah, a little bit. There's going to be some communication issues and that we got to address. There's going to be moving parts, moving guys around. It's very similar to offensively with the amount of injuries, with the running backs and receiver group. There's moving people around and moving parts. And again, it's something that we will continue to address, continue to work. We don't make excuses for it. Next man up plays, and we coach them up and get them ready. Well, they're not getting the job done. If you have to point to one thing today, I point to the secondary, the defense, not getting the stops. And then there's the play calling. And then there's the drops. And then there's the offensive line. But number one thing is that defense. Because the offense did give you the lead in overtime. All you had to do was make a stop. And three times they had a fourth down Fourth and 14, fourth and 4, fourth and 2. Fourth and 4 was a pass interference on Sidney Jones. They couldn't make a play. They couldn't get a stop. They're not getting the pressure. They're not getting to the quarterback. Corners aren't covering. Jim Schwartz isn't going to change his design or system. So he's got to change his personnel. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really. Us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly. I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay.
126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Wallingford and all of Delco. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, the Eagles are 2-2. There's no other way to look at this team today than to say the defense failed them. The defense failed them time and time again in a number of spots. After they take a 17-3 lead, they give up a touchdown, field goal, touchdown. Then they have to come back. Offense can't win the game. Two opportunities to win the game at the end of regulation, in overtime, settle for field goals. They give Marcus Mariota a chance in Tennessee. And you get a guy, Marcus Mariota, after he throws that pick, and that was another time where they had a chance to go up with a touchdown after he throws it was a bad pick, and they had to settle for a field goal. And he completes 14 passes in a row, three scoring drives, before he finally throws another incomplete pass. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti. Taking your calls all night long on what is the number one thing you blame the Eagles loss on today. And how do you fix this? Because you got a defense that's atrocious on the road and good at home. Real good at home, but terrible on the road. And you got to win road games to be successful in the NFL. The new norm for Doug Peterson, the new norm for Doug Peterson and this Philadelphia Eagles football team is to go deep into the playoffs. But at this point in the season, a quarter of the way in, a month into the season, 12 games left, Eagles aren't even a top five team in the NFC. They ought to win a division because the division's not that good. Redskins are in first place, 2-1. They had a bye. Cowboys 2-2. Giants 1-3. Not worried about winning the division. But you're talking about a team that right now would be a 4 seed. Get a home game in the first round. It's a tough way to get. You're trying to repeat. Is a 4 or even a 3 or 3 seed? Probably a 4. Get a home game. You beat the wild card team. And then you go on the road. You got to win twice. And they haven't shown anything to make me think they're capable of winning on the road when you let Ryan Fitzpatrick carve you up. Marcus Mariota carve you up. Corey Davis never had more than 90-something yards in a game receiving. Gets 161. They have issues. They got a lot of problems on defense. And they need to figure it out. And they got to do it quickly. Because you have two games coming up now. Minnesota off a 10-day rest for the Vikings. Sunday. And then a real quick turnaround at New York against the Giants on a Thursday night. And Odell Beckham Jr., got to be looking at that matchup against Jalen Mills or Ronald Darby, whoever it is. He's got to be thinking 200. If Corey Davis can go for 161, OBJ can go for 250. John and Gladwin, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, a couple things. People are calling about, this play, that play. I get all that. They made a lot of mistakes, a lot of bad plays. If they would have came out and run the ball from the beginning of the game, established a running game and pounded the rock, it would have been a different game.
I agree with you on the run. I had 20 runs all day. That's it.
I mean, that's ridiculous. They lived off the run a lot last year. It was big in their Super Bowl run. The other thing is they need to get a blitz package together that works. sometimes you got to blitz. I mean,
yeah,
they don't blitz, and it doesn't work when they do.
You can't be scared to blitz, John. You're right. You can't be scared to do it.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
You can't always get pressure on everybody with four guys.
I'll tell you two times where you might want to blitz and put more pressure on a quarterback. Fourth down, game on a line.
Yeah, they didn't try it once, did they?
No. I don't think, and I have to go back and watch the film, but just watching it quickly, just watching the game live without watching the film, I don't think they did on any of those situations.
And how about last week when they didn't stop them last week when they had the opportunity? I mean, in the Tampa game, right?
Yeah.
When they didn't stop them on third down, they had two shots to get the ball back. They never blitzed.
And couldn't get the ball back.
Right.
The defense got they have some issues, John, and my problem is like you're pointing out with the play calling on the offense. I don't 56 pass plays to 20 run plays is an insane ratio in a game where you were never trailing by more than 3 points. That only works if you're down 20 and you got to keep throwing.
Right.
They were never down by more than 3. They could have ran the ball the whole day.
More often than not, they're going to lose if they put it up 50 times or more.
Agreed, John. So, have a good night, man.
All right.
Appreciate the call. If you're going to throw the ball more than 50 times, you can't expect to have success because you're not going to run 90 plays in the NFL to where you have 40 runs and 55 passes. It's not going to happen. You got to have more balance. And they were running the ball with success today. 20 carries, 109 yards is 5.5 a clip. And they were never down by more than 3. So you had every opportunity to stick with the running game. Mike in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, bro.
How are you, man?
I can't wait to get your book, man. I hope I get it autographed.
Ah, no doubt. I'll be all over signing, so just reach out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, you know what? I don't know if you think this, Rob, but I'm thinking this right now. Tell me if this wasn't a role reversal. Mike Vrabel was Doug Peterson from last year. He was a more gutsy coach.
Mike, I was thinking the same thing, man.
I mean, that fourth down play, I mean, they instead of kicking a field goal, have a tie game,
yep.
He went for it.
Yep.
And Peterson did the opposite. I don't know. You throw the ball 50 times, the success is going to be minimal. I mean, it's not Dan Fouts. You know, look at Dan Fouts' Chargers in the 80s. They didn't win very many because that's all they did is throw the ball. You got to have parity. You have to have some kind of, you know, at least maybe 40, you know, 40-30, something like that. You know, I mean, something close to. That was ridiculous. I mean, you're also putting Wentz in harm's way by doing it, throwing him back there, putting him back there 50 times. You know?
And they're not protecting him well. He's getting hit around, sacked 4 times, had to run a couple times, getting hit a few other times. He's not going to survive this season if you're passing the ball 50 times a game and he's getting sacked 4 or 5 times.
You know, and the thing about it is, why go away from the run? I mean, do you think they have enough? I don't think receiver. Everybody's like, well, let's go out and get a receiver. I don't know if that's the problem.
No,
defense blew that game, my opinion.
I agree with you, Mike. They got their receiver. They got him back today. Alshon Jeffrey came back, and how about this? Alshon's first 100-yard game.
Matthews looked pretty good too, didn't he?
Yeah, first 100-yard game for him in like 28, 30 games, first time as an Eagle, but he was coming up with big catch after big catch. He was what they were missing in the passing game, and they got him back.
Absolutely. Well, what happened was, what do you do on the back end? I mean, you got to go out. I mean, this team has to, Howard Roseman has to go out and by the trade deadline and get help.
It's hard to do. I think that's hard to do.
Everybody wants to complain about McLeod, but I'm telling you, that is a huge loss. You can't just throw anybody back there.
It is a huge loss. They called him the fix-it guy back there. Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you. They called him the fix-it guy. He'd be back there. If something went wrong, he'd be there to fix it. Now they don't have anybody back there to fix anything. They don't. And that's a big loss. And the only way that I can see them fixing it is to take a look, a hard look at the personnel that you have. The guys you had confidence enough in to draft, to develop. Sidney Jones, who you expected to be a guy who's going to be on the corner playing against the other team's best receiver. Maybe it's time right now you do that. And what you're doing with Jalen Mills is not working. And I know you want to make excuses for him, coaching staff and his teammates and say it's not all on him, and we don't understand the coverages, the media, and we don't understand the coverages as fans and people watching the game at home don't understand the coverages. He's getting beat. Bottom line, he's getting beat and not getting the job done. Let's go to Derek in the Northeast. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, hey, Rob. Just a couple of random thoughts, since pretty much every issue has been addressed as you've been on tonight. Mm-hmm. First of all, when did Deion Lewis emerged into a competent NFL halfback? The Eagles drafted him. He did nothing. He wasn't developed by Chip Kelly. And look, he
went to New England. He had success with Bill Belichick.
What do we always say, though, about the defensive secondary? They'll ultimately be exposed on a lot of plays if the pass rush doesn't do its job. We've been used to seeing what the pass rush does from last year. We thought automatically it would be the same. But I heard an APB was put out for Michael Bennett after the game. They still haven't located
him. He did get a sack, though.
And then the secondary won't be exposed as bad. Do you agree with that?
Oh, and no doubt. And that's what I think, Derek, that Jim Schwartz relies on. Is that's why he's got so much depth up front. He likes to rotate the guys in. He wants to have fresh legs. He wants those defensive linemen to get the pressure to get to the quarterback so it doesn't expose the corners. And when they're not doing it up front, those corners can't hold their coverage, and they're getting beat consistently. Michael Bennett had one sack today and no other tackles, and that was it for Michael Bennett.
But in the fourth quarter in overtime, I noticed particularly mm-hmm. the pass rush was non-existent. They were getting there late. Now, some of that is because of the quarterback they were going against. He can maneuver. He can move around. And he had the ability to do that with his legs, too. He ran for a couple first downs. That is what ultimately, I think, caused a couple of those breakdowns in the secondary that we as fans wouldn't have even known otherwise about.
Yeah, he did create some plays, and Derek, I appreciate the call. He did create some plays. He ran around, and there was one, I think it was a third down play, where he started rolling right, and then he stopped, and he threw it over Nigel Bradham and Malcolm Jenkins, and he got the pass. He got the first down. It was just a great athletic play. And he's a talented quarterback, and he's got a lot of skills. He just hasn't had a lot of passing days like he did today against the Eagles. You're not talking about giving up 344 yards and 30 for 43, or what was it, 30 for 43 for 344 to a guy like Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan. This was Marcus Mariota. And he was able to put up 344. Corey Davis, 9 catches, 161 yards. Their pass defense is an issue, and they need to figure out a way to fix it, and I don't know how they do it other than try to reorganize their personnel. It's the only thing you could try at this point. That's all Jim Schwartz can do, because he's not going to change his system. He's not going to overhaul what he does. Not even going to try and blitz more. I can't even see him doing that. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including 2 tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association for Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to 23K for cancer research. Official contest rules are located on aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hello, sports fans. Ron Jaworski here to talk about my friends at KDI Office Technology. When it comes to office equipment, my businesses need the best. That's why we use KDI Office Technology. From solutions to service, KDI is second to none. They're local, dependable, and have been servicing the Philadelphia area for over 28 years. KDI is the experienced and responsive team my businesses count on. KDI is also the official and exclusive office technology provider for the Phillies, Flyers, Union, Soul, and 97.5 The Fanatic. And that speaks volumes. Our office equipment needs to handle demanding print volume with no downtime. KDI Office Technology keeps us running at peak performance, and I'm confident they'll keep your business operating 24/7 as well. Contact KDI Office Technology today for a free technology assessment. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Just visit www.kdi-inc.com and click on my picture, of course. That's kdi-inc.com.
The moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com today.
Walk or run on Saturday, October 6th, and you'll be helping the Salvation Army fight human trafficking in Greater Philadelphia. It's the 4th annual Human Trafficking Awareness 5K Walk Run, presented by She's My Sister Ministry of the Edon Tabernacle Baptist Church. The race begins at 8 a.m. on Saturday, October 6th at Memorial Hall, Fairmont Park in Philadelphia. All proceeds go to help support the Salvation Army's new Day to Stop Trafficking program. For more information and to register online, visit safilly.org.
Hey, Vince DeFino of DeFino Law. For over 60 years, DeFino Law has assisted thousands and thousands of people with their criminal and civil cases, as well as managed their estates and wills. We've been taking care of our clients right from the start and standing with them in and outside the courtroom. We're real Philly lawyers who fight for our clients. Whether you're fighting a traffic violation, have been injured in a car accident, at work, or a loved one was a victim of a wrongful death, count on us to guide you to victory. Let DeFino Law quarterback your case. Call 215-551-9099 or visit DeFinoLawyers.com.
Find out where the Dietzen Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietzen Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Fear of missing out? Download our app and don't miss a minute. 975 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti with you, 610-632-0975. Final chance to get in before I hit the road tonight. Eagles lose today to the Tennessee Titans. And I'm looking at some of the situations that Tennessee had to overcome on in overtime. They had a 3rd and 19. They had a 4th and 2. They had a 4th and 4. They had a 4th and 15. And then they win the game on the 3rd and goal from the 10. Would have been interesting to see what Mike Vrabel would have done on that final play. If they didn't score a touchdown on that third down, third and goal from the 10, would he have gone for the tie or gone for the win? Would he have gone for the tie or gone for the win? Because at that point, it was 17 seconds left. They could have. Did they have enough time to get in there and try the? I think they had used their timeouts. They had used both of their timeouts, so they had to go in the end zone. If that was incomplete, they would have had to go for. He would have had to go for the tie. He would have had to go for the tie instead of going for the win if it was fourth and goal from the 10. Either way, it doesn't matter. They won the game. The Eagles are now 2-2. Minnesota Vikings coming up next. After that, the Giants 3 days later on a Thursday night. Next week, the Eagles are 4:30 game, the afternoon game against the Vikings, who are coming in on 10 days rest. Trying to see who the Giants have next week. But the Eagles have to get ready for Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph. Vikings aren't running the ball well, but they got Kirk Cousins, and they're putting up a ton of points. And they have a very successful passing attack. But the Eagles are going to be home. And that's the thing. When they're home, they're a completely different unit. And I don't know how you could be that different at home versus on the road. Especially this team, with the way the fans travel on the road, making some of these road games a little bit like home games. And they still struggle. And this year they've done it in Tampa Bay, turned Ryan Fitzpatrick into Joe Montana, Tom Brady. And Marcus Mariota is a good quarterback, talented quarterback. But Tennessee Titans do not have a good offense. Their offense is not a good offense. And they put up 26 points, win the game, and they scored 23 of those 26 in the final quarter and a half plus overtime. 610-632-0975. If you want to get in before I get out of here, I'm really interested to see what Jim Schwartz has to say. And he doesn't like talking to the media, and he's going to make 19 different baseball analogies and talk about relief pitchers and mention the Detroit Tigers or something else on Tuesday. But the big question is going to be, will he try to move some of the personnel around? Or is he going to continue to stick with the same guys? And he's not going to say that. He's not going to say he's going to try new guys. You're going to have to wait till next Sunday, see what they do, see how they line up, and what the final snap count totals are for each guy. But I think we've reached a point now with Jalen Mills where whether or not he's entirely to blame for getting beat consistently, or if it's the design and the scheme and the coverage and it's not ultimately his responsibility, and it just looks like it is, he's getting roasted. He's getting roasted. And, of course, today, Malcolm Jenkins defends him. Bunch of guys. Coaching staff defends him. I'm tired of seeing a finger wag when you didn't do anything on the play to make the stop. Like, if a guy beats you and drops the ball, don't wag your finger. Come on, Jalen. I joked around with him about that maybe a couple of years, his rookie year, a couple of years ago. And he comes in here as a seventh-round pick, and he's cocky. He's got swagger. He's got confidence. He doesn't let a play linger in his mind. He gets beat, and he comes back the next one, and they like his resilience. They like his ability to rebound. He's had to do that a lot because Corey Davis today gave up. He torched him for 9 catches and 161 yards. But it's not entirely on Jalen Mills. The offense had opportunities to win this game, and they didn't do it. They had to settle for field goals too often, end of the first half, end of regulation, and in overtime, when they had their red zone offense bogged down. They were a little bit predictable. They relied too much on the pass. And Carson Wentz is getting beat up. He's getting hit around a lot. And they're not going to survive. Carson's not going to survive this season if he's dropping back 56 times and he's taking 4 or 5 sacks a game. He is not going to survive the season. So everybody out there who wants Nick Foles traded to San Francisco, you're going to see Nick Foles at some point here. He's not going to San Francisco, by the way. That's not even a consideration. Now you got to get ready for Minnesota and an offense that can put up some points and move the ball. That was an entertaining game Thursday night. Minnesota against the LA Rams. Rams win that game. Jared Goff has an outstanding game. Today, Trubisky throws for 6 touchdowns. A lot of good games, a lot of fun games, entertaining games in the NFL. I wouldn't put the Eagles-Tennessee game today in that category. It was tough to watch at certain points in that game. Got to give Jay Ajayi credit, playing through that back, that small fracture in his back. I've had that too. It is a pain tolerance thing. And you're getting paid as a professional. And it's easy for me to say it. I didn't have to go out there and get tackled by 300-pound guys. 15 carries, 70 yards, tough running, 4.7 yards per carry. Smallwood, 7.8 yards per carry, 39 yards on 5. And they just didn't run the ball enough. They just did not run the ball enough. That's going to do it for me. Eagles lose 26-23. They're 2-2. They'll be back next Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. I'll be here next Sunday setting you up for that game before I head down to the link. I think I'm on 9-1 and then head down to the link for that game. Thank you to everybody who called, listened, checked in on social media. Big thanks to Benny Odita behind the glass. Until next week, I'm Rob Motti reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.